A government delegation is in Nigeria to negotiate and try to avert threats by NGAS to cut gas supply to Ghana if the VIA fails to honor its indebtedness to the company by midnight today. The West Africa Gas Pipeline Company, WAGPU, issued the ultimatum to the VIA and the government for the payment of the $181 million owed it. In an interview with Radio Ghana, the head of public affairs at the Ministry of Power, Kwaku Sessa-Johnson, said a deal with NGAS will be reached by the end of negotiations today. He spoke to Ibrahim Kwating.
It is indeed true that a high-powered government delegation, actually as sent by His Excellency the President of the Republic of Ghana, left Accra last night for Nigeria to negotiate and to ensure that we get good understanding from the suppliers of gas.
Why did we have to wait for this long before taking such an initiative? $181 million, knowing very well that we had a time frame to settle the debt to Nigeria.
I don't think that they just woke up one morning to go to Nigeria. The supply has been coming and payment has been going on. It is just in business transactions, sometimes some of these things happen. Just all pray as a nation that the team that has gone will come back with some good results for all of us.
Mr. Johnson, are you going to beg once again, or you are going at least with some with a part of the money?
I'm sure it's going with some proposals from government. I pray that it works out well for us.
So are you sure of a positive outcome of this meeting?
I want to believe that come the deadline, Ghana will continue to get gas supply from Nigeria.
In the event we are not able to convince our Nigerian brothers, what plans do you have in place to ensure that we don't plunge the country into doom so yet again?
Well, this gas supply from Nigeria actually helps us, you know, but then in the absence of that, I'm praying that it doesn't get to that. But whatever happens, there will be some way out for us.
So what message are you giving to Ghanaians?
I want to assure Ghanaians that they should keep their fingers crossed that will not come to that situation where Nigerian gas will cast supply to us.